This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Northeastern states remain in the grip of severe floods and landslides triggered by continuous heavy rainfall. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation and assured full support for relief and rehabilitation. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives so far in flood and landslide-related incidents. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Jatain in Lachin. The Indian Air Force has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded at Jatain. In Manipur, 643 villages, mostly in Imphal East districts, are reeling under flood fury, leading to the displacement of around 1,65,000 people. Talking to Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Prime Minister Modi assured all possible assistance from center in dealing with flood menace in the state. NDRF, SDRF, police, paramilitary force and others are continuing rescue operations in flood-affected areas. In Arunachal Pradesh, 12 people have lost their lives so far in rain-related incidents. The India Met Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert over northeast India. Speaking to Akashvani News yesterday, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Chenamani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over the region during the next 2 days. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. CDS General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule, Pune University.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
The CDS also said that Operation Sindoor, which was launched as a swift and precise response to the brutal Pahalgam terror attack, targeted terror camps across the border and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, INDIA bloc partners have demanded a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack and country's response to terrorism under Operation Sindoor. A meeting of the INDIA bloc was held in New Delhi yesterday, which was attended by its members including Shiv Sena, UBT, RJD, Congress, SP and TMC. India's Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, GRSE, and Norway's Kongsberg Oslo signed an MOU which paves the way for India to build its first ever Polar Research Vessel, PRV, indigenously. Royal Challengers Bengaluru clinched their maiden Indian Premier League title, defeating Punjab Kings by 6 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad a short while ago, chasing a modest target of 191 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Punjab Kings scored 184 for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, put into bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru posted 190 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Prime Minister Modi has said that he is glad to see enthusiasm building up towards Yoga Day 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Yogandhra 2025 is a commendable effort by the people of Andhra Pradesh to make yoga popular. The Prime Minister called upon people to mark Yoga Day and also make yoga a regular part of their lives. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to marking Yoga Day in Andhra Pradesh on the 21st of this month. The annual Mela Kheer Bhavani was celebrated with great traditional fervour and gaiety at the sacred shrine of Mata Ragnya Devi at Tulmula in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The festival is a symbol of communal harmony and brotherhood, reflecting rich pluralistic ethos that has defined Jammu and Kashmir for centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.